Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
The Killer Bees, The Wheelhouse, and Charlie Polillo all reside here. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, KFNC and KFNC HD2 Mont Bellevue, Houston. Brought to you by Zadok Jewelers. You're listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
A win tonight and it's over. The AL West is won. Bill Zimmerman put out something. He retweeted a picture. Carlos Correa. What are they going to say now? And the A's, this is last year at the end of the season. The A's are on the dugout steps. 3-7 record against us, 29-31 record overall. Career low batting averages. And Mike Fiers says, is there a Claire's nearby? What is a Claire's?
Claire's one of these stupid chick shops.
It is?
Yeah. Like Chico's or Claire's or Tuesday morning or whatever. I don't know. These are these little maybe Claire's is, I've seen it before. I think it's in the mall. Maybe it's in the Galleria. Something like that.
Yeah,
you know what it is?
They sell that cheap jewelry and stuff like that.
Yeah.
They do ear piercing and
accessories
for girls.
Yeah, that's what it is. Like for my daughter could get her ears pierced at Claire's, but then she heard a story about how it hurt or like they didn't do it right or something. Her cousin told her that, so now she's out on Claire's. Maddie's not getting the ears pierced right now. I told her, I said, you can't get your ears pierced? Boy, that's trashy. Puritan Maddie's like, yeah, what? It is?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, boy. You know what pierced ears lead to? Drugs.
I like how she gave you an automatic out anytime you don't want to get her, you don't want her to do something.
Yeah. She is the
You know Puritan. Who does that? Sinners.
And because, did you see, and she, I posted a video of this. You know, snacks kind of crossed her up a couple years ago, and she fell down, and it turns out she had hurt her wrist.
She broke her wrist,
We didn't know it at the time.
She's like her dad.
Yeah, we didn't know it at the time. Mm-hmm. It wasn't until she broke it again where the doctor goes, oh, this one hadn't even healed. Like, what do you mean it hadn't even healed yet? What? And then I went back and did the recalibrating, like, oh, yeah, this is where she fell on her arm when snacks crossed her up. So then I had a two years later revenge match, one possession in a driveway. And Maddie stopped snacks one-on-one, and it turned into, it became a problem. Like, I recorded, Maddie dabbed on him. I told her to, of course, and she did it. I'll show you the video, and it's, and then Alec is being an a-hole. He's taping and saying stuff. The snacks lost his cool, started throwing the ball at people, tried to fight Alec. And then he made the mistake of when I'm trying to calm him down, he screamed at me, get your hands off of me.
No.
I'm sorry.
Excuse me?
Did you tell Larry Zerline's son to get your hands off of you? No, we're not going to talk to our dad that way.
No.
So that ended up causing more problems.
Yeah.
Because I had to dad out on that one.
And right.
Then my wife got mad at me because I was
a fresh one.
Yeah. I think I'm a fresh one, but I should have given him a fresh one. Let's just say I ushered him in with help to the bedroom, to his bedroom. Here you go. And then I got in trouble with the wife, and it was a whole thing.
Well,
but I'd still do it in a heartbeat.
Keep your hands off.
Okay? I'd still do it in a heartbeat. I'd do it again.
Yeah.
Chance to watch my daughter lock down snacks.
You're the one that started the whole thing.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Right?
I start all of it, but still. I didn't start when they fought each other, when Snacks and Mason fought each other and went viral because Lamar Jackson called them young jits. I didn't start that. They were just doing it. Like, the only reason I knew to record is because it had spilled into the house again, and then I heard more trash talking. All right, come try to score on me right now.
Oh, yeah.
Snacks said that to Mason. I'm Mason is about 50 pounds heavier than you. This is going to end very poorly for you.
Right. Did either of them call each other onions at any point?
No. Nobody called each other an onion or an itchy onion or a duck or any of those things from Warrior. So on, if you like action shows and you like especially, you know, like karate or martial arts or whatever, Warrior's the show. And if you like hot girls,
yeah,
I think that's fair to say that too.
Hot Asians, that's your Asian girls, yeah,
yeah, hot Asian girls and action and, oh, and no, martial
it's
arts.
It's a good show. I'm not a big, you know, kung fu and all that.
I'm typically
this is actually
not
well done.
But Bruce Lee, back in the day when I was young, I feared that Bruce Lee would end someone's life. Like, he had that. Have you ever watched any Bruce Lee documentaries? You know, this was written by, Warrior was written by Bruce Lee.
Yeah, I know.
He probably killed somebody, yeah.
Yeah, I would imagine
he did. You ever seen a video of him doing a 2-inch punch and knocking a guy down? Have you ever seen that on YouTube?
No, but yeah,
I'm going to show it to you.
I saw that preacher that will touch your head and you will fall down.
Yeah, that guy's the best. Benny Hinn?
Yeah.
Benny Hinn has cured so many people. If I could go on my boot and have Benny Hinn touch my high ankle sprain.
What if he touched your boot? Then you'd start
touch
dancing?
Touch the high ankle sprain. And I'd say, hey, and I'd start talking in tongues and shaking. Or sometimes you just fall down and then you get up and you're like, hey, thanks, Benny.
Yeah, look. Now. And then you could do tap dance like Fred Astaire.
I don't know if you happen to see Will Fuller had a pass thrown to him. He fell down and immediately we had to be helped off the field because he's more injury prone than I am. If Benny Hinn could just get his hands on right now Ryan Pressly. I'm just going to help you out, okay?
Michael Brantley.
Mostly Brantley, and I'm not going to help you, Will
Touch
Fuller.
Touch Greinke's arm.
Yep. Touch Greinke's arm.
That would be great.
Maybe heal it with some. Maybe just put Mayton in a bear claw and choke him out.
No.
Does Benny Hinn know any MMA or pressure point moves?
No, you don't want to choke Mayton out.
Oh, no, of course we don't want to. Maybe put it on Jake Meyer's bat since he's gotten cold all of a sudden.
Yeah, okay.
He with was the hair and bat. Everything, yeah. Man, it'd be great. I mean, we have Joel Osteen here, but I don't think he lays hands on anything.
No, I don't. Not like Benny Hinn.
He just hits jumpers. Do you like me coming off screens and draining threes on you? I will splash it and make it wet. I'll make the whole gym wet with my wet jumper.
Snacks is an itchy onion. I got this text, and Alec is a duck. Yeah, I think that's pretty accurate.
Yeah, it's
I think that's pretty accurate. Okay, let me ask you this question. So Texas is only a 4.5-point favorite at TCU. However, TCU kicks Texas's ass on a regular.
Maybe you haven't heard about a certain Greek name, a certain Greek head coach right now by the name of Steve Sarkisian.
I think this is different. I think Texas is actually...
I'm assuming that's Greek.
And by the way, TCU just lost to SMU. That they're
SMU is a good football team, by the way.
Yeah, SMU is a pretty good football team. No. Sonny's doing a hell of a job there. And by the way, he's doing it the right way by getting a bunch of transfer portal guys.
He's doing it the right way.
The right way.
By getting a transfer portal.
That's how you do it,
going.
And that's how you win right away. I'm telling you, I think Texas is going to be easy money here. I'm telling you, Texas is only laying 4.5 at TCU.
By the way, Tulsa
has gone bad football.
Tulsa has gone up to 5. They were 3.5 the other day. They've gone up to 5. That game goes tomorrow.
That game does go.
No, it goes Friday.
No, Friday.
It goes Friday, yeah.
Dana's going to join us tomorrow right here on ESPN. I got 4.5 still.
Okay.
4.5 and under over 54.5. That one I don't know about. I'm hoping that that Houston plays more like the second half Houston team as opposed to the first half against Navy. They actually look pretty good. And oh, by the way, and again, if Dell doesn't drop that easy pass right in his hands down the field, they would have put up more.
Dell sucks.
No, he's pretty good, but he just dropped that ball.
No, I'm talking about.
Oh, that Dell.
I thought you were saying Dell. Yeah.
What about Cincinnati laying 2 at Notre Dame?
Yeah, I thought that was interesting. Notre Dame, now their offensive line didn't look great last week, but they had good quarterback play from Cone. The backup came in.
Oh, yeah, Cone got hurt, too.
Cone got hurt. The backup came in, Riley something, and did a really nice job. Now, their defense had a bunch of, I mean, they were pressuring Graham Mertz the whole game. Mertz ended up throwing a zillion interceptions. But Graham Mertz stinks. I mean, he is bad and terrified of football. I mean, if you have any pressure on him, he's got one touchdown, six interceptions this year. He was horrible last week. Horrible. He was horrible against Penn State. But we're not talking about Wisconsin. But I'm just trying to make a point about Notre Dame. I don't know, man. I think Notre Dame, I don't think I'd lay that with Cincinnati. I think I like Notre Dame at home.
You do?
Yeah, I think a little bit. I think a little bit. Now, is Cone out?
This
is that why?
This is Cincinnati's
is Cone out?
Playoff game.
Yeah, they have to have this.
They have to have this.
Well, they have to win out.
Yeah. No, they have to win every game. But a win over Notre Dame at Notre Dame, an undefeated Notre Dame team would go a long way.
Line, you yeah. know, Oklahoma's
Penn State's Oklahoma's, probably gonna lose somewhere along
Oklahoma's
the line.
Oklahoma's not good.
They're 10.5-point favorites this week at Kansas State, and Kansas State is not good.
What do you think the over under is for Alabama Mississippi?
Ooh, it's gotta
I'll give
be
you a hint.
61.
It's okay, that's an interesting number.
What do you got?
It's a little higher than that.
72.
Higher.
78.
Higher.
81.
79 and a half.
Wow.
Can you imagine?
79
That was
and
a number
half.
I used to see when Washington State would play Hawaii.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
79 and a half
in a college football game.
Good Lord. Well, Alabama, you know, that Florida game.
No, I was hoping to play over, and I'm sitting there looking 70. Who can play over 79 and a half? Who can do that? You're going to play in the 80s?
Wow. Each team's got to score 40.
35 to 42 is a loser.
Wow. 913 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. Well, who's the underdog in that game?
Well, I mean, Ole Miss is, but I can tell you this with underdog. Now, underdog doesn't do college sports, but they do obviously, football, pro football. Right now, basketball's coming up, so you can do your season-long fantasy basketball where you pick a team and whoever the highest scorers are is who you get every single week. I've got three different season-long contests going with Underdog Fantasy where I check it every single week. I'm in second place in one, third place in another. I'm like in ninth in another one. But here's the great thing. You have drafts, and in whether it's a weekly, it's not a salary cap thing, so you get a chance to actually run the drafts when you do head-to-head drafts, or maybe it's a six-person draft, a three-person draft. You want to do it for $3, you want to do it for $8, you want to do it for $25, $100 a head. It's your choice. They've got it available for you at Underdog Fantasy, and they have pick'em contests where you do over-unders anywhere from 2 to 5 players. You can win anywhere from 6 times your original play to 20 times your original play. They have rivalries where you pick between 2 different players, and once again, you have to win between 2 and 5 of the players, like a parlay. Underdog Fantasy is backed by Mark Cuban and Kevin Durant and even Adam Schefter. Some of these names are involved in it. It's big time and getting bigger. You see the commercials on the air. Go to underdogfantasy.com. Use promo code radio. They're going to give you a $25 bonus on top of your initial deposit. That's underdogfantasy.com.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5. The godfather of Houston sports radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, RJ Bell coming your way in about 12 minutes from now. So we'll talk, you guys will talk more about those lines and what's going on. I would like you guys to give some more picks. Is there anything you're leaning towards it? I know you like Ole Miss.
Yeah, I like Ole Miss.
14 and a hook is that hook is. Very
I just think
appealing.
It's going to be a competitive offensive game. I mean, I think it's going to be very high scoring. I really do. I just don't see Bama's defense being able to stop Matt Corral. I think Matt Corral's very slowly inching his way to 1-1.
Really,
first pick of the draft. Yeah, he's not a big guy, but it doesn't really matter. He's got a great arm. He can really spin it. He's got the ability to throw it deep. I mean, there's some things that remind me of Baker a little bit. He's a better athlete than Baker Mayfield. And Baker was okay. He's a better runner. I think he's got a stronger arm. I think Matt Corral, you know, the talk about Malik Willis. Malik still has some holes in his game. Keaton Slovis isn't pulling it off. Sam Howell to me is. I mean, I think Matt Corral with a good game against Alabama, doesn't he have to be a win, but if he performs well against Alabama, I think the buzz is going to start being Matt Corral as the first
pick. It's amazing how bad this quarterback class is doing right now.
Mm-hmm. Rookies and college.
Yeah.
Sam Howell's actually having a pretty solid year. He didn't have a good first game.
Only they, or did they got their ass handed to him last week.
Yeah, maybe. Well, maybe I'm working off of 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
On Sam Howell. Yeah, all the guys that were supposed to, and Sam doesn't strike me as the first pick of the draft anyway. But it is amazing how the guy Spencer Rattler. I just think Spencer Rattler is going to come off as just tremendously unlikable. When people meet, there's too much that he acted like a total a-hole in QB1 when he was in high school. And I know, and people are going to say, you weren't a high school kid. I get that. High school kids can be a-holes and all that. But if they think your personality is, it helps if you're a phenomenal player. Spencer Rattler hasn't been a phenomenal player.
No.
He's undersized, too. So he's undersized, not been very consistent for the last 2 years.
Not very likable.
Not very likable. There's a lot of reasons why he's not going to be the first pick of a draft.
Yeah.
He's not Kyler Murray. You can try to make him Kyler Murray all you want, but he's not Kyler Murray. And this all matters to us because the Texans have the first pick of the they have a first round pick that's probably going to be a high pick. But I tell you what,
we're talking about possibly the Texans might be in the third spot for a quarterback.
The Texans don't look like the worst team in the league.
No,
the Jets who won't need a quarterback, the Jaguars who won't. But that's the thing, though. How many of these teams are going to need quarterbacks?
Detroit.
Yeah, Detroit's going to need a quarterback. Atlanta needs a quarterback.
I don't think you blame him.
Atlanta's 1-2, but Atlanta's going to need him. Matt Ryan's going to be a cap casualty.
The Giants.
Yeah, Giants could be back in the quarterback territory. Washington.
Washington does need a quarterback.
Washington's defense not playing well.
No.
Well, even if the Texans are, you know, say they do get the third pick in the draft, fourth pick in the draft. If the Jets and the Jags are 1-2, you know they're both going to look to trade out of it and get as much as they can for that number one pick. So the Texans are kind of going to be SOL unless they get that number one pick, if they're going for a franchise quarterback.
Who knows that with this quarterback draft, the third guy might be the best guy. Honestly, who's to say that Matt Corral is a lock?
Well, listen,
Justin Herbert
was the third quarterback drafted.
Yeah.
He looks like the best out of that class.
He's the best of that class. I mean, just because you get the first one doesn't mean you get the best one.
No. Guess what? Mitchell Trubisky was the first one in the Watson and Mahomes.
Yeah, guess what?
So
they were both better.
But if you're a GM, you'd rather have your pick of the litter rather
than... Yeah, you would.
Yeah, but sometimes you make that mistake. Bears did.
Right now, I just think it's a little bit of a confusing quarterback class right now. And if Davis Mills can play well, it gives you the freedom to say, you know what? We're passing on quarterback this year. We're going to wait until next year.
I'm not sure Davis Mills is going to be alive after this week.
I'm not sure Davis Mills is the guy anyway. But it gives you that opportunity if he does it. Because, listen, I have my doubts about Davis being the answer for the Texans. But if by any chance he is with a third-round salary cap spot, what a phenomenal break that is for you in terms of building the team around him. It gives you the opportunity to build pieces around him with first round picks.
No, absolutely. By the way, how old is Tyrod Taylor? He's been around since 2011. But, you know, and we keep saying that, but why is it that Tyrod Taylor can't be here for a couple, 3 years?
He just turned 32.
Yeah. I mean, the guy's played all 44 now. Why is it, you know what, how well Tyrod Taylor was playing? We all just assume, well, he's not. Well, you might not have to make a decision next year. Tyrod Taylor was playing really well. If Tyrod Taylor comes back and plays really well again, why can't you keep Tyrod Taylor for another? Just because we all just don't believe in Tyrod Taylor. We just don't believe that.
It's not even that. It's just, what's the purpose of playing Tyrod Taylor over Davis Mills?
Well, no. You're going to give Davis Mills his shot now. You find out.
Next year, what's the purpose?
Well, next year is the purpose to win some football games. Tyrod Taylor was playing winning football.
But you're going to eat up 2 years of Davis Mills, 4 years?
Davis Mills is...
Well,
if you got to decide that Davis Mills is the guy.
If you don't think Davis Mills is the guy, then Davis Mills should be the backup, and you should draft your quarterback. in either Davis Mills or the new quarterback.
Because Tyrod Taylor will get hurt. Tyrod Taylor has had some unbelievable. Now, this is a hamstring. It's not like he got stabbed in the lungs by a doctor. Okay. That's unbelievably bad luck. He had something that he could come back from in Cleveland, but Baker Mayfield. Yeah, okay. Well, the number one, okay, we gotta play him. Okay. I get everywhere he's been, it's been like, well, this dude is unlucky. But why is it that we're just at a 32-year-old guy who was playing, and we by all accounts, Deshaun Watson couldn't have played better than Tyrod Taylor was playing in the first week and a half of the season, right? I mean, they could not have played better.
Phenomenal.
So why is it that we just say, well, Tyrod Taylor's just not the answer? Hey, why don't you wait? Let's see. So you're going to force yourself to take Malik Willis or Sam Howell or some other guy this offseason when you just go, you know what? That guy's not here. I'm going to go with Tyrod Taylor and Davis Mills again this season. And if Davis Mills has to play again next year, then Davis Mills has to play.
I just think you need to be moving forward on a kind.
Well, how about move forward with a bunch of good players? And then you figure out your quarterback.
Well, no. That's fine. But
hey, how about all the booty that you get for Deshaun Watson? No, but the booty, by booty, I mean treasure. Okay? I don't mean booty. I don't mean like the booty that Deshaun likes, the thing that he likes to do. I'm talking about the booty that you get.
How about all the booty you get from Deshaun Watson?
Yeah.
That's funny right there.
No, you know what I mean. All the picks that you get. Twitch can see you putting your feet up like that.
Mr. Watson, we don't have stirrups in here.
All of that you get,
this isn't even a massage therapist. This is a library.
How about you use all that on good football players? And when a quarterback comes along.
Why do you have this little towel in a library?
See, I can't even talk to you anymore because of that.
Well, you said Deshaun Watson booty, and I'm done. I'm done for the segment.
Oh.
What do you want me to do?
The booty you get for him. Never mind. This whole conversation.
TGSinsurance.com is the conversation we need to be having, because TGSinsurance.com is a chance for you to get the very best in homeowners coverage. A-rated insurance companies. That's what they're dealing with. They aggregate a variety of them. And so you get your A-rated insurance coverage, but they're helping you shop prices. Why in the world would you buy? If you had a pair of shoes and you know one place is going to charge you $140, another place was going to charge you $90, why would you pay $140? Because you're a hype beast? No. And if you're a hype beast of homeowners insurance, then keep paying too much for your homeowners insurance like a hype beast would do. Now, if you're smart, you're going to go out there and get A-rated insurance, but you're going to get it at lower rates because you're going to shop for your rates. And that's what they're doing at my friends at TGSinsurance.com. Go to TGSinsurance.com. Text the word money to 232323. That's the word money to 232323. That's TGSinsurance.com.
Who's this?
Hey, this is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 97.5 Houston. Hello.
The Kings are on the air. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
931 ESPN 97.5. This is the part of the show where RJ Bell comes in or doesn't.
Well, he didn't last week.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens this week. kind of getting a weird vibe. Switch handicappers.
If he's not okay, give the people one winner then, since that's what they came here for.
Texans. Just kidding. Bills.
Okay, you can't now. People just ran to the before no. You even said just kidding. People already ran.
They were sitting at the window already.
Yeah. Texans.
You know what? I actually like the Colts this week plus the points against Miami. They know Jacoby Brissett. The Colts are literally in desperation mode. At 0-3, if they lose this, they might as well be done. They have to win this game. I kind of like the Colts playing a quarterback that they had, and they know his tendencies. I kind of like that a little bit. Not a lot. Only because of the situation, not because of anything on the field. That's playing a situation. But the other game that I think The other one that I like is over in Cleveland, Minnesota. You know, Minnesota's got a real problem defensively. Seattle was up and down the field on them, and in the second half, they crapped out offensively. I don't know what happened. Minnesota's moving the ball all. Minnesota's moved the ball against everybody they've played.
Yep.
They've been putting up points. Cleveland, I think defensively, Cleveland does have a pass rush, but if you slow them down, you can attack their secondary. That number's 51.5. I think Cleveland's going to attack Minnesota. I think Minnesota's going to have some success against Cleveland. I don't think that number's high enough. I think that one's going to get into the mid-50s.
I think you find the Georgia-Arkansas under-over, and what BetOnline has is 48.5, and take that under, especially if Jefferson doesn't play. But even if Jefferson does play, Georgia's defense is stifling. Even if Jefferson doesn't play, I don't know how Arkansas is going to score.
By the way, you can fire what you want on Chicago because the Bears are not losing this week. They're another team in desperation mode. The Lions had a soul-crushing loss. I think 2.5. Basically, what you're saying is, sorry, Bears, we see you as less than the Lions on a neutral field. They're playing hard for Dan Campbell, and they do have the better quarterback over there, Jared Goff, as opposed to anybody the Bears have right now. And I get the Bears' offensive line was problematic, but the Bears are going to scheme it up better. I think Nick Foles, if he goes this week, would give them a better chance of winning.
You're giving
Nagy
a lot of credit for scheming it up.
Yeah, I think when I say scheme it up, I think that means they're going to run the ball more. I think they're going to keep it out of the quarterback's hands so much. And I do think the Bears have a good enough defense to cause problems for the Lions. So that over-under is 42, but I think I like the Bears in a must-win game this week.
Yeah. All right. 7378037776.
Let's just do the show as always.
Yeah. Let's just do what we're doing. Brian, let's talk about the Texans' first round pick. What do you say, Brian?
What's going on, guys? Hey, you know, my thing is that you need a quarterback, but this is a rebuild. You're several years out. Why is there such an urgency with quarterback? I understand if there's, you know, guys like the last 2 years coming out, but you don't have that guy anymore. Not this year. So I mean, you've got some really good defensive guys, Thibodeau out of Oregon, Stingley. I mean, you got some really good players at positions of need. So why do you have to get a quarterback? I mean, and what do you think the percentage of them? Just because that's the thing. If you're at the top of the draft, you need a quarterback. Well, get a quarterback. Well, but I don't think you have to because you're several years out anyway. But so what do y'all think the percentage is they actually do get a quarterback?
I agree with you wholeheartedly. Don't force the issue. If you don't feel like Malik Willis or Sam Howell or Spencer Rattler or whomever is there, if it is Matt Corral, we don't know who's going to be there when the Texans pick third, fourth, fifth. I don't believe they're going to be in the first couple three picks because they're not as crappy as those other teams. But I don't force the issue, especially and then you got Deshaun with the picks that you're going to get for Deshaun Watson. Use it on a bunch of good football players. You know what this team really needs? A bunch of good football players across the board.
Every position.
So and there's a
right
lot of
tackle,
teams that go
center, you know, guard, linebacker, pass rush. Tell me a position they don't need.
They need everything.
Safety, corner, nickel.
Everything.
Running back, wide receiver. Tell me a position they don't
need.
You're
going to have a bunch of first and second rounders over the next couple, 3 years, hopefully. Use those on good football players that are going to make this, that are going to build up, that you actually have some football players that are, first of all, young. Secondly, are maybe in mediocre or to above average in the NFL, which you don't have. Any above average players, very few above average players in the NFL. And then third, why force an issue? Why force a guy who's not really all that good, but just because he plays the quarterback position? You go with what you got until that guy comes along.
I think there are different ways the Texans can handle this. They could draft a quarterback this year. They could go with Davis Mills this year. They could move. You know, they could move picks. They may try to, they're going to have money available, so they could, you know, they could go after Matt Ryan if they wanted to for a year and see what they have in Matt Ryan for 2 or 3 years and let him man the ship with Davis Mills behind him until they find another quarterback if they decide it's not Davis Mills. They could, you know, they, I don't know, they could Well, I don't think Deshaun wants to play in Philly. Maybe that changes with Devontae Smith, but I don't think he wants to play in Philly. But if he did, maybe you made a deal. Maybe you make a deal for Jalen Hurts. You know, maybe Tua is part of a deal, although we hear that they don't like Tua. There's different ways they can approach a quarterback situation. But the fact remains, no matter how you do quarterback, you absolutely must draft and hit on your players from rounds 1 through 3, especially with the picks you're getting for Deshaun Watson.
Mm-hmm.
You have to do it. Like, you can't. You're taking a known commodity in Deshaun Watson. For every first round pick that you don't hit, becomes a zero. You know, you're giving you three opportunities, three first round picks, more than likely. Three first round picks. You've got to at least have a single on all those. And one of them, if not two of them, need to be doubles. You need at least two doubles and a single for Deshaun Watson to make it worthwhile. What you'd prefer is a homer, a double, and a single, where you end up saying, wow, we just rebuilt. Look how fast we were able to rebuild our team, you know, with these picks that we got for Deshaun Watson. What would be a disaster is if you get guys who don't even make it to a second contract.
Yeah. No, they got get good football player. Get the best player available, especially in a rebuild.
Here's what I want. Get a J.J. Watt.
As difficult as this one.
A DeAndre Hopkins and then a Whitney Mercilus. That's fine.
No.
Whitney was good for his first. Whitney was fine. Not early he wasn't, but then after when Mike, head coach for, when Vrabel got his hands on him, Whitney turned into a much better player. Whitney's my single, by the way.
Yeah,
Whitney was a single at one point. Well, no, Whitney for sure.
I'm sick of this. I'm done.
Whitney's been around a long time now. You're judging right now, Whitney. You mean the Texans leader in sacks?
Oh, yeah, the two of them.
When does he not lead the Texans in sacks in the first 4 games?
How many tackles does he have overall?
He doesn't. He's a pass rusher, not a tackler.
Is he? So he'll end up with 17 sacks this year? That's what you're saying? Or no? No, he's got 2 in 3 games. That's right. No, he's not going to end up with that.
Let's get Ben in here.
Let's get Ben. What do you say, Ben?
Hey, guys. I got two questions. One is, hey, every time Lance and John, every time you have RJ Bell on, why does he always pick Lance's brain? Like, we listen to Lance every day. We know what picks he likes. Normally, RJ's giving out, like, crazy stats on the blitz and whatnot. Do you not get that from him anymore?
I don't know. He said he wanted to ask me about strategically about certain games and get certain strategy stuff from me. He told me that headed into that. I'm like, you know, okay, fine. But it appears as though RJ's not on the show anymore, from what I can tell.
Yeah.
If the last 2 weeks are any indication. So, well, we probably can't get anything from him. But we will have some. We'll find somebody else who does picks. You know what? I got a guy, actually. Guy's been red hot. Listen to the show. He's originally from Louisiana, lived in Houston, which I think could be.
The guy's been giving you picks?
Yeah, this guy's been terrific.
Yeah, that's good.
He's been terrific. I'll get, actually, there's a couple guys who are doing it, but I'll get his, here he is. It's at 5-star in Vegas. At 5-star in Vegas.
All right, let's do it.
Look at this. Last week, he just sent this out there. Take Notre Dame plus 6.5, Notre Dame first half plus 3.5 and 200 on the money line, plus 200 on the money line.
How'd that work out?
3-0, winner. Take Middle Tennessee State
and
second half.
Plus 3.5, you probably brought back what, 160? What was the money line?
He had take Packers first half minus 7 against San Francisco and over 24, two-team parlay, nice. winner.
Wow. Guy's good.
Take Rams. Oh, no, that was a week before. He said two-team parlay first half, take Rams minus 3 first half. Can't remember who they played.
Let's get Brent. Ben, what do you want to talk about with teasers?
Oh, just one more question is, have you guys heard of Wong teasers? I had this conversation with A.J. Hoffman last year. Seems like he's a believer in it now.
What is he a believer in?
About the stats behind it.
Long teasers?
It's called Wong teasers.
What is it?
Yeah. So basically, it's like 78% hit rate. And you can look at the data from like 1970s. It's like some mathematician. He figured it out. Tease teams through key numbers, 3 and 7, plus 1.5, plus 2.5. You go through 3, 7, 3 and 7, and then you tease favorites from -7.5, -8, and -8.5.
I've always believed in getting through two key numbers.
Ten and seven. If you can get through two key numbers, is that what you're saying?
7 and 3. Yeah, he's talking about going long teasers, meaning you get through two key numbers, there's more value. Like, why would you tease? Okay, let's say you got 2.5. You say, oh, I'm going to tease that from 2.5, and I'm going to get 3.5 on the other side. You're not really getting past enough key numbers.
How about if you're plus nine?
-5 to +1, it's worthless to me.
Yeah. No, -5. Yeah. Right. How about +9 to +15?
Yeah, I like that. If you're +9, depending on the situation, you may not be a very good team, but that's, yeah, I think, you know, if you're getting plus, if you're on the road getting +3, for example, or 3.5, you can also play 7-point teasers, but I think if you're getting 3 on the road, you're on the road, that means you're a pretty good team, probably. You're a pretty competitive team. If you're getting that, if you can go through 4 and then through 7, that's pretty good.
I don't think 4 is okay. 3 and 7 are key numbers. It would be +2.5.
Well, the NFL
plus 2.5 would be, but you'd get you to +8.5.
Well, if you're 3.5, let's say you're getting 3.5 and you go 6, you get to 9.5, you now have gone through 4, which is not, it's not as big, but in the NFL it's bigger. You've gone through 7 and you've gone through 9. Those are big numbers, especially with missed extra points now. The key numbers have become shakier because the missed extra point thing is a real thing in pro football.
Yeah.
So 10 turns into a 9.
I think 0, 3, 7, and 10 are key numbers.
Well, not 0 because you can't end in a tie.
Well, yeah, you go through 0 if you're -2.5 or +2.5 and go through 0. That's definitely.
Well, you go through 0, but the game's not going to end in a tie. Yeah. The key numbers are 3. It's always been 3 and 7 are the two big key numbers. But I think that, like I said,
7, 10,
the missed
14.
Extra point has wreaked havoc with some of those now. Like we saw it happen with the Raiders last week, because then you start chasing with 2-point conversions. Once you miss an extra point, you start chasing. That's what your boys did, mm-hmm. Jacksonville.
Mm-hmm.
They missed an extra point, so they went for another. They went for another 2-point conversion and didn't get it. And all of a sudden, your 14 turns into a 12.
Miami too, and they got the 2-point conversion at the end. I was hoping, don't get it. I don't want overtime. I'll take my 2-point loss, which makes me a 1.5 winner.
Hey, shout out to our people over, and shout out to Eric Sandler. Tacos a Go-Go sent us. You know, it's National Taco Day, October 4th, and Tacos a Go-Go sent us some breakfast tacos, which we're about to enjoy. They're going to have $1 breakfast tacos on October 4th for National Taco Day. Guess what? Nick Scherfield told me he was sending it to Eric Sandler, and Eric Sandler said, "Why don't all that complaining we did last week with Eric Sandler, it paid off, because Eric Sandler said, why don't you just send them to the guys?
Who complained about Eric Sandler last week?
We complained about us not getting the food.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Now look what happened.
And
the
Eric
squeaky
Sandler,
wheel.
And it was squeaky wheel. We squeaky wheeled them. Yep. And Eric Sandler said, why don't you send the breakfast tacos to the boys?
Did they send fries?
No, I don't think they sent fries.
They didn't send fries?
No.
Right.
I don't think so.
Whatever. Didn't want to get Kobos. Tacos a Go-Go. Thanks for the tacos. We appreciate it, man. Right now, though, I'm talking about Jeff Aronoff, all right, over at Absolute Marble and Granite. He ain't worried about food. You know what Jeff Aronoff's worried about? Getting your house looking good, getting your business looking good. Your business got to look good, brother. And if you need a big job done, how about those countertops that you got now? They're garbage. What about your cabinets? What about your outdoor patio? Is there an outdoor patio? If there isn't, how about your pool and the tile? How about putting in an outdoor kitchen that is going to look spectacular? Jeff Aronoff did it for us. It increased the value of our home. We sold our home. Easy peasy. All you got to do is call Jeff Aronoff. Let him come to your home. And, oh, by the way, you don't need a designer. You don't need an architect. You got Jeff Aronoff, who can build it out all himself. Does it every day, and he'll do it for you. You've got to increase the value of that home or business. You got to make it look nicer so people actually come and they want to be at your place of business. You got to call them. 713-880-2822, 713-880-2822, Absolute Marble and Granite.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, news of the weird coming your way now here on ESPN 97.5. Do you think it's good to win the lottery, Lance?
Yes.
It is good, unless while you have the winning ticket in your pocket,
mm-mm,
you drowned.
Oh, my God.
No, but do you think maybe it was some of the happiest moments of his life? He had won the Club Keno jackpot. But apparently, He was found up along a private beach. He had the winning ticket.
How much was it?
An autopsy performed. How much was it? It doesn't say how much. It was the winning jackpot is all it says. An autopsy confirms he drowned, but police were concerned after they discovered that he had a winning lottery ticket in his wallet. Jarvis tried to cash the ticket before his death, but he didn't have a Social Security card that was in good shape. So he couldn't cash it, and then he drowned.
Well, tickets were still there.
Yeah, but he must have been happy right before he died. So there is that.
At what point was he drowning and said, oh, my God, I think I'm drowning, and I'm going to drown with a lottery, with a ticket, a winning ticket in my pocket.
Money's not everything, Lance.
No.
A Turkish man who was presumed missing, apparently he wasn't missing anymore. He attended the search efforts for himself. He was reported missing early Tuesday after his loved one lost touch with him for several hours. The man, after meeting his friends, went into a forest while he was drunk while he joined a group in the area who were helping Turkish authorities find himself. Later on, upon inquiring, Mutlu learned that it was indeed himself they were carrying out the search for.
Hold on. Who are y'all looking for again?
He was drunk. Apparently, he got to her like, we're looking for... Okay. What does he look like? Okay.
Hold on. I know. Right, man.
What's his name?
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, he's not dead.
I found him. He's right here.
It's me. You found him.
Colorado.
What's the reward?
Apparently, a Colorado man was arrested for not complying with police commands. If a policeman tells you to do something, Lance, should you listen?
I listen, usually, yeah.
What if you're deaf?
Well, you can tell the policeman's telling you something.
Yeah. Well, you can tell they're telling you something, but you don't know. And they arrested because he wouldn't do what they were saying. But then
that's a tough action. Did the guy not let him know he was deaf with just some sweet sign language stuff?
I don't know. Or maybe they thought, oh, you're trying to be a funny boy.
How about this?
How about this, funny boy?
Not so funny when you're arrested for being deaf, is it? Like, no, I didn't think it was a crime, sir.
What if he had his hands full?
Yeah. What if he had the tacos from Tacos a Go-Go?
Yeah. That's understandable then. Uh-huh. I guess.
You're not dropping these tacos, even if there's a cop right there.
A Danish museum lent an artist $84,000 to reproduce an old work about labor. And here's what he turned in, Lance. Two blank.
It's obviously minimalist.
Yeah.
What is he trying to say with that?
He gave him two, what do they call them? What you paint on?
Yeah, canvas.
Canvases. Two blank.
Different sizes.
Here it is. He said it was conceptual art.
How much did they give him?
$84,000.
No, we're going to need you to conceive of something else because this just isn't going to do it.
Yeah.
This is what happens. This is why you don't pay artists in advance.
No.
See what happens?
Yep. There is a church in Missouri that I might think about joining.
What does it do?
The new church in Missouri introduces people to Jesus with beer. Huh? All right. It's not your typical brewery. The concept behind Good News Brewing originated after a group of friends went through Hugh Halter's Brook Flesh. They learned the power of sharing the good news. They're sharing it with beer, Lance. Mm-hmm. Is this not the greatest idea ever?
It's going to get some people. It's going to attract some attention.
Guess what? I'm moving to Missouri. All right. We're introducing it with Coors Light.
Do you not get beer here?
I can get beer here.
That's what I thought.
But I want the good news along with it. Mm. Okay.
Can you not sneak a beer into your? I mean, your wife went to LSU.
Yeah, I can do it. I've done it.
You've never brought a flask into a service?
I have. I did it in Italy. We were wasted. And we were, hey, there's a nice looking church. Let's go in there. And I'm spilling beer along the way.
Was this? How long ago?
I don't know. A few years ago.
When you were married to Wendy?
Oh, yeah. And she was so embarrassed. Yeah. Me and Nick and, yeah.
You brought beer into the church in Italy?
Yeah, we're looking at the church. It's nice church, and I'm spilling beer, and these old women in babushkas are behind me. We'll clean it.
That's where Frankie gets it from.
Yep. Do you see this? Flying microchips the size of a sand grain could be used for population surveillance, Lance. Surveillance. These things are going to be, they're as big as a sand grain, and they're going to be able to watch you.
I don't care. I've told people this for you. What are you going to find? Watch me for what? Great. You're going to be bored. Yeah. I don't care. Surveil me all you want. Looks like he's still sitting in bed watching a show on Netflix.
With his towel on his bed.
With his food towel.
But people want
to... Hey, what's happening to Zerline? He's looking at offensive linemen still for the eighth hour, doing nothing, just sitting in there with... And he's got another boo's got a boot on again. Same foot. Yep. Don't know what the injury is, though.
I think they, though, here's where, but what about people's rights? A Derbyshire police rescue. They had to rescue a couple that were trapped in an overturned car. They were in an overturned car because while they were driving, they were strengthening their relationship. That's how they put it. What do you think strengthening their relationship means?
Handholding?
Not that.
Let me see. Strengthening. Oh, maybe rewriting their vows to each other.
Nope, they were doing it in the car while they were driving.
I would never guess that.
Yep. And ended up sideways, and they had to be rescued. That's right. We're done. Charlie Polillo is up next. Magic number one after a most unusual walk-off. Yesterday, back-to-back walks. Even Dusty, who's older than Charlie, has never seen this before. Have you ever seen that before, Charlie? Back-to-back walks to win the game?
Nothing that comes to mind, but hey, the game took under 3 hours. That in itself is like a Halley's Comet sighting. I mean, these are two tremendous teams. Ideally, they meet, I think, in the American League Championship Series. I think they are the two best rosters. The Rays are incredible the way they go about it. They don't have the superstar power, but you look up and down their lineup, there's not any weaknesses in there. Brantley, perhaps back in the Astros lineup tonight. That's a good thing. Hearing Ryan Pressly as a gimpy knee, not such a good thing. But as it works out, good that Seattle won again last night. So if the Astros win, we can party with the fans.
Party at home.
Surprised about the news that... But,
I know why I'm partying too much. They still got to beat the White Sox.
Yeah, who might not lose the rest of the
week. Right.
Still, are you going to talk about Greinke to the pen? How about that bit of news coming out yesterday?
Yeah, I think they're being nice about the veteran, but what would he be more than your fifth guy out of the bullpen? I don't see how he pitches any meaningful innings in the postseason at this point. Right? Archidi's locked down the fourth spot in the rotation.
Looks like it. Yeah.
Yeah. Or third spot.
Or three.
Know. He might be three.
Yeah.
It's going to be warm in here. The electricity's out there.
Yeah. So.
Not to mention our hot air.
Yeah. 956 ESPN 97.5. We done. You all have a great day. Right now, though, I want to tell you before we go about mybookie.ag promo code bet975. They're awesome. It is a great, great, great site. It's easy to navigate. And you know what? You may not understand the betting thing all that well, but it's not that difficult. It's really not that hard, especially when you go to mybookie. They make it so easy. And the number of bets that you can, it's unbelievable. Entertainment, religion, you want to bet on. It's politics. Yeah, you could bet on who's the next pope is going to be. I mean, there's so much that you can bet on. It is unbelievable. But right now, if you deposit $1,000, if you're on there already, if you're not on there yet, if you've been on there before, it doesn't matter. If you deposit $1,000 right now, they're going to match that up to $1,000 anyway. Right now at mybookie.ag, promo code BET975. You want to bet, you want to win, you want to get paid. You know who's going to win. You love a certain side. Where do I do it? You do it at mybookie.ag, promo code BET975. Mybookie.ag, promo code BET975.
ESPN 97.5. Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com. That's abilitychiro.com.